गुरुदेव नित्य लीला प्रविष्ट हूँ विष्णु पाद से सुन भक्ति प्रज्ञान के सो गोस्वामी महाराज आई ऑल्सो ऑफर मई दंडवत प्रणाम इन द लोटस फीट ऑफ मई शिक्षा गुरु नित्य लीला प्रविष्ट हूँ विष्णु पाद से सुन भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी महाराज and I pray and I offer my dandat pranam to all the acharyas in our disciplic order from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to Nitya Lila Pravishto Mushna Parsi Sun Bhakti Siddhan Sarasati Goswami Thakur today I want to say something about Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. In this world, we see that there is some happiness, but these happiness are mixed with so much sufferings and misses, sorry and everything. No pure happiness. In this world, everyone wants that I should be happy. And no suffering should come. From an ant to demigods, wise and also old person, everyone wants happiness. But we see that if there is something happiness in this world, inwardly family persons, but yet mixed with so much sorrow and sufferings. If anyone can have some happiness in this world, but he will have to be old. And then he will have to leave the bodies and the person to whom he was attached and he used to love. All will die. So automatically we will have to come in sorry and sufferings. I don't know anyone can tell like this, that I don't know God, who is God. But everyone had to be, have to swikar karna,
admit
that everyone had to be died. Surely, today or some, after some days. And he will have to be old, and he will have to suffer if he don't want any suffering, but yet suffering will come. So, how happiness we can have? Then, we'll have to come to any realized person on whom we can faith. Very rare in this world. Then we'll have to take shelter of the books in which it has been written. And everyone can have faith on that. That are like mothers. We have no proof that who is our father. No proof at all. Anyone cannot tell that who is father. But you will have to faith on your mother. Mother will tell that he is your father. So, we'll have to depend on Vedas, Upanishads, and ancient books, which are on the very written by very advanced and realized persons, like Vyas, like Brahma, like himself Krishna. So you'll have to realize. They are told that you can be happy if you will go to the lotus feet and surrender in the lotus feet of any Gurudev, realized soul. Tasmat gurum prapaddeta jigyasu shreya uttamam sabde parecha nishnatam brahmanyupasamashaya. By the mercy of Krishna, if you are searching that how happiness of the life can be achieved and how can be happy, then we are seeing that in world no happiness. We want something. We want money, but we see that by money we cannot be happy. We see also, realize this fact that we have so much advanced, world has advanced in science and all things, technical things. But they cannot give peace of mind, not a very little drop of shanti, peace or happiness. Those who had done this, they will also die. Leaving everything here, they will have to go from here. So, we'll have to go in the lotus feet of Gurudev, Shastra has told. But who is Gurudev? Everyone cannot be Gurudev. They may think that I am Gurudev, but actually there are some symptoms in Bhagavat and all those books. Tasmat gurum prapadde jigyasu shreya uttamam. How we can be happy? How we can realize soul, what is soul, who has created this world? So, we should go to the Gurudev. But the symptom of Gurudev is that sabde parecha nishnatam. He will be so qualified in all Vedas, Upanishads, Srimad Bhagavatam, Gita, and he can remove all the doubts and he can answer all the questions we have. and he will surely give us a path by which we can attain peace of mind, happiness. Also we can overcome of all the sufferings, death and birth, everything. So he can guide. Secondly, he should be disattached from all worldly things, not attachment in anything of this world. But he will be attached in Supreme Personality of Godhead, and that is, he is Krishna. So, what I told the symptoms to, he will be so learned, he should know all the Shastra, and he should be detached from worldly or sense gratifications. If he is so learned but he is attached to worldly senses, that he is not good. But most important thing is that both are secondary. They are also not guru if the third is not, and that is prominent. He has some realization of Supreme Personality of Godhead. He has gone and he is so much advanced in bhakti path, and he has some realization. This is the first thing. And both are, what I told, they are secondary. So, this kind of Gurudev are very rare. Like Swamiji, his Gurudev, Nitya Lila Pravishtam Vishnu Parsisvam Bhakti, Siddhant Saraswati Goswami Thakur. Our Gurudev, Nitya Lila Pravishtam Vishnu Parsisvam Bhakti, Pragyan Kesava Goswami Maharaj, Srila Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, Jiva Goswami, all were realized. So bona fide guru and qualified guru are very rare. We cannot also know that if guru is there, but if have not mixed with sadhu sangha, and we don't know Shastra, then we cannot decide who is Gurudev. So very difficult. So we should pray to Krishna, because he is everywhere. In each autumn he is like ghee in
milk.
Everywhere he is. He is also in our heart. If we are not initiated even, but if you pray that, O Krishna, I know that you are everywhere. I sincerely want your lotus feet, to serve your lotus feet. Then he will arrange guru. You have not done anyone, you have done nothing, that Ashuddha guru, a pure guru should come to me, and I should go to them. But you see that Krishna arranged, and Swamiji came here, door to door, in all over the world. So this is the management of Krishna. So we should take shelter in the lotus feet of Krishna, that arrange any guru, sadguru, that we can take shelter. Or bona fide Vaishnava are telling that he is bona fide guru, then we can take shelter. Otherwise, we will go in the hands of so-called gurus that you see in ISKCON. Also so much guru has felt. So we should try to have a bona fide guru, that he may not fall, and we will have not to be in so much sufferings and problems. If guru is
false, then so much big problem, we cannot attend Krishna. So, from Gurudev and Vaishnavas, everything comes. This is the mercy of Krishna, if we want. But you will have to go first in Vaishnava Association, Sadhu Sangha. Sadhu Sangha, Sadhu Sangha, Sarva Shastra. So Sadhu Sangha is more important than Krishna mercy also. If Krishna has no mercy upon us, but if the bona fide Vaishnava wants that Krishna should be merciful to that Krishna is bound to be merciful. Jasya prasadat bhagavat prasadu, jasya prasadan nagati kutopi, then tuantlasa jasastri sandham, bande guroshi jana. So we should know all these things. I want to tell about something about Chaitanya Chaitram. So, I am beginning. But you should know that how to do pranam to Gurudev. Don't do pranam to Gurudev by sight. If there is a space, where is there no space, there nothing to tell. But if there is space, you can do Guru pranam from
front
side. And for deities, for Tulasi, we should do pranam, keeping them in
left
side. Also it is a fact that if Krishna is there and Guruji also is standing there or sitting, we should do first pranam to Gurudev and then to deities. By doing so, Krishna will be happy. Once Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu were there, and someone came there, and he did pranam to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu first. Then Mahaprabhu was not happy. He told that, "You have done wrong. You will have to go first to Nityananda Prabhu, he is Guru, he is Baldev Prabhu, and then to me." And he did so, then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became happy. If Guru is bona fide and he has served his Gurudev, so Param Gurudev and Gurudev is standing there, we should do pranam to our Gurudev, then Param Gurudev. Otherwise Gurudev will not be happy. Param Gurudev will be not happy. We have seen all these etiquettes in Hari Bhakti Vilas and also in Bhakti Vinod Thakur's Jaiva Dharma. There is a book. I have translated it in Hindi. I am going to translate also in English. Everything is in Jaiva Dharma of Bhakti Vinod Thakur. From beginning to top, everything is there. So, Swamiji has not so much time, very little time for him to educate and to give their shiksha, teaching, instruction, everything happened. In Los Angeles, anyone told that some are telling that Srila Bhakti Vedanta Swamiji Prabhupada Yos, he has written everything. We should not read other books. Is this true?
Yes.
I replied that I think that if he was
present
up to this time, I think that he went, left this world, 77. And now
about
90 years. I think that he would have given more and more books. Do you believe?
Yes.
First thing he would have done, he had not written the explanation of 10th canto Srimad Bhagavatam in full. He had not done after 10th canto from 29th to all Srimad Bhagavatam. He had not completed. I think that his first, he would have done Srimad Bhagavatam complete. I know that he has not explained, given purport of all the Chaitanya Charitamrita, the Shlok and Vyas. If he was here, he would have done this. So there were many things that he would have done up to now. He never sits idle. Always doing, translating, writing, everything. So how can we say that everything he has done? Vyasadeva has done so much things. Anyone has done in this whole world. Up to now. From creation to up. But yet, he was unsatisfied that I have not written Srimad Bhagavatam. You know. Then he wrote Srimad Bhagavatam. But why Chaitanya Charitamrita and the books of Rupa Goswami are now, everything was in that? We should not follow anyone being blind. We should not blindly follow. Krishna himself cannot tell that I have done everything. He cannot. Even Baldev Prabhu, it is written in Srimad Bhagavatam, even Baldev Prabhu having legs and legs, mouths and legs, hands, legs, legs, everything, but he cannot tell in full the activities and pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Krishna. And the glorification of Srimati Radhika. So, we should not think like this. Sometimes, this is so unlimited that anyone cannot, Krishna himself cannot complete it. So I know that if Swamiji was there, now, he has written so many books, so many books. If the activity of disciple is that, what our Gurudev has written to explain how it is correct. Understand? Don't humko bhul na bujhenge.
Don't misunderstand.
Our Guru has told how Krishna had become white. Krishna is black and Srimati Radhika is of golden color. But everywhere we see that, everywhere that Krishna is black in deity form. Our Guru Dev told that when Ras was going on and Srimati Radhika disappeared and Krishna was searching. Then Krishna became like Srimati Radhika. Krishna chinta nimeshena jasya kantir vilopita shri Krishna charanam vande radha lingita vigraham. Krishna is black, but hence he is searching Radha. Where is Radha? Where is Radha? Where is Radha? He becomes like in color Srimati Radhika. So Krishna is black. Guru Dev has told, but only telling will not do. that our Guru has written or told like those. We'll have to explain how. So, I explained it from the several books, Srimad Bhagavatam and all others, I explained similarly. We can explain what our Gurudev has written in very sutra. Sutra means condensed form. This is the duty of all the learned and real devotees. He has done, Srila Prabhupada has done so many books, but yet, Prabhupada means Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati, but yet he told and he wrote so many things. So we can read Bhakti Rasami Sindhu to see how he has written that Krishna is so beautiful, Krishna is unparalleled, and Krishna is what personality?
Supreme personality.
Supreme personality of God. He is a Rashik. So there are many things that to be explained. So we should read also. If anyone is qualified, he can read Chaitanya Charitamrita. Swamiji has not written any new book or anything. He has explained. He has translated. He has given purport of that thing. Like Chaitanya Charitamrita, Srimad Bhagavatam, Gita, everything. Old one, but in new bottle. So, we'll have to be very broad-minded. And how to glorify him? Once I told, when he took sannyas in Keshavji Gaudiya Math, and yearly program was going on, and so many devotees were there, I told that Swamiji had not come only to give Harinam here and Sankirtan, not only for this. He has come for the same, to give the same mission, which to preach what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come to give. What mission Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu brought to this world and gave? You know that there are four reasons for which he came. Srimad Bhagavatam, Krishna, how Krishna came? What was the reason? There are so many reasons, not only one. So many reasons. You know, in brief I can tell this. You know, Drona and Dhara, they have done so much austerities to Bhagavan, God, and he appeared before them. And he told that, you can have any benediction from me. They told that, I want a son like you. Then he told that there is none like me, so I will have to come. So for this one reason, Prishni and Sutapa, Kashyap and Aditi, they have also austerities, and he promised Krishna that I will come like your son. You know, in the Vaman avatar, he has a very beautiful girl. When he saw, his name was Ratnamala. When he saw that Vamandev is so beautiful and very good appearance, and rays are coming like sun, he thought that, oh, I want a son like him. Then Vamandev told him, yes, I will be your son. After that, when he enlarged his body and he took in three spheres, everything, whole world, his kingdom, his whole world, Prithvi and Bhurbhuva Mahasa, up to Brahmalok, everything he took, then she became so angry. Oh, I will give you poison. Yes, I will take your poison. So this Ratnamala became Utana. So this was also a reason. You know that Surpanakha? Who was Surpanakha? The sister of Ravan. He had some desire that Ram should be my husband. But Ramchandra and Lakshman cut up his nose and
yes.
And she became
ugly.
But Ram told in his mind, oh, in this Rama avatar, I will not have you like a wife. But in next avatar, when I will be Krishna, then I will have you like a wife. And she was Kupya. This was also a reason. When Ramchandra went to Janakpuri and married Sita, then all the sakhis, all the friends of Srimati Sita, they wanted that we should also be married to Ram. Then Ramchandra, yes, in Krishna Leela, not in this Leela. So for this also he came. You know that all the Sitas were made up of gold and Ram did pran pratishtha to them, they were alive. They told that you have made so many Sitas, so we all want that you should keep us. Ramchandra told that, in Krishna Leela you will be gopi and I will have relation with you. Dandakaranya Nivasi, they were in number 60,000. They wanted Ram to be a husband or Krishna. He told that in Krishna Leela you will be gopis and then I will have you. Lakshman thought that in this pastime Ram is ordering that you should take Sita and you should take away Sita in forest. And even also in Lanka he told that, Ram told that I will never
accept
you to Sita. Then Sita told Lakshmana that you should make me a
fire
so that I may die there. Lakshmana thought that end of this pastime, that I will never be younger brother. I will be elder brother, and so that I may order Ram not to do all these things. So Krishna became younger brother and elder brother became. For this also he had taken the service of all the monkeys, but he has not given anything repaid to them. So in Krishna Leela he will repay with dadhi, makhan and butter. So he came also. Asa to Bhuharan to shed this Bhudevi, Prithivi. Prithivi means?
The earth.
Brahma prayed him, Krishna in Samudra, and for this also he came. You also know Jai Vijay. Also he came for Jai Vijay because they were now Shishupal Dantavakra. So there are so many reasons for Krishna. So there are so many reasons for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also. In all four are prominence. What four? Yada Jadahi Dharmasya Glanir Bhavati Bhav. One for this. To shape Prithvi and to establish Yuga Dharma. What is Yuga Dharma? Nam Sankirtan was Yuga Dharma. he came for this also. But it was secondary because
Shankar Yugadharma Kala Ushi Samaya Gya.
Arre wo, wo karenge. Mahavishnu, Advaita Chart can have done this thing. Name preaching. Yugadharma. I will read in Chaitanya Chaitamrita. We will be 4 days here. Rest Delhi, you will do Chaitanya Chaitamrita class. Also, a thing which Brahma or Advaita Charya himself cannot do, that was anarpit charin chirat karunayavatirana kalam. Unnat ujjvala ras, to preach unnat ujjvala ras. What is that? Unnat ujjvala ras is affection of gopis to Krishna, only. Not in Dwarka, not in Mathura, not in Vaikuntha, Lakshmi Narayan, and not even in Ram. That is the mood of the gopis. They are married to others, but loving, so affectionate to Krishna. It is only in Vrindavan, not anywhere else in this whole world. Or in, even not in Golok, in Dwarka, Dwarka and Mathura, only in Braja. He wanted to distribute all these things, but how he can do? Because only these are the modes of. But one thing can be given, and that is also the shobha,
beauty.
Beauty of Unnat Ujjvala Ras. What is that? To serve gopis and Krishna. The mood of gopis cannot come to anyone in this world. So it is not for souls. Jivatma. We can serve gopis in their guidance. But we cannot direct serve to Krishna. Like Lalita Abhishakha. So this thing to give, to serve gopis. And that is called Gopi Bhava also. And especially he come only for that, what? To fulfill his 3 desires.
Desires.
And this is the topest. But to distribute something. Name preaching can do Advaita Acharya also, Mahavishnu, Nityananda Prabhu, Haridas Thakur, they have done all this. But they can not mix prem in Harinam. In other Kali Yugas, Advaita Acharya comes in the shape of Krishna, not in float. And he preaches name, but not like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Naam Prem Gathi Mala Parala Sabare. He gave name, but mixed with Braja Prem. He tested all these things in that mood, doing kirtan and chanting Krishna name, but that name is so superior than in other Kali Yugas, Krishna name, so much, not having thought this Prem. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu especially came to test the Gopi Srimati Radhika's mood, and by this he gave all this Naam with Unnat Ujjvala Ras, like Gopi's servants, made servants. We will do it all in Chaitanya Charitamrita classes. So, I know that Swamiji has not come, or any of our disciplic orders, Guru have not come only to preach Harinam, simply. But it was Yugadharma, so he preached. But they have come only to fulfill the modes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, to preach this frame which Rupa Goswami has written in his books, and Swamiji has done in his books. because we are not so qualified, so we don't realize all these things. But later on, we'll have to realize, because for us He has given. We know that in childhood, a father gives something, rupees, in bank on the name of his boy, and he will have only, he will be matured. Like this, Swamiji has done so many things that when we will be matured, then we will have, be qualified like this to have these things. So don't see that at any time we will not be qualified for this. He has given seeds, and seeds will, someday they will be so big, they have so much shadow and chaya.
Shade.
Beautiful, beautiful, sweet, fragrant flowers, and also very sweet fruits. So, he has not come only for that. He has come for the same mission which Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has descended to give us. Srila Rupa Goswami. So he is Rupanuga Vaishnava. You do pranam to Rupanuga? You know Rupanuga? What we do? All Rupanuga Vaishnava kijas. Who is Rupanuga? Who is following what Chaitanya Rupa Goswami is following? What he is doing? What he is doing? We know one thing, that Haridas Thakur was chanting 3 lakhs of Harinam daily. Perhaps you know all. Rupa Goswami, no certainty, Raghunath Goswami, no certainty that 1 lakh or half lakh or 4 lakh or 3 lakh, never written. Why? Why? Because when Rupa Goswami used to chant Hare Krishna, Krishna and Radha and all past tense used to come and become
faint
and rolling down. He cannot count. Always weeping, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Jaja Gaga. Jagannath, he wanted to tell Jagannath, but he could not. Why not? Because he had no sense. Jaja Gaga. Krishna comes and he is seeing so many pastimes of Krishna, and he plays flat, rolling down the earth. Oh Krishna, where you are? Then he can count Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. He cannot. So Haridas Thakur will have lakhs and lakhs births, and then he can reach. Though he is acharya of Namacharya, but he cannot come in the line of Srila Rupa Manjari, Rupa Goswami, like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But for general person, Haridas Thakur has done this splendid, and we'll have to also follow him. But yet we should know that he cannot come in the rank of Rupa Goswami, because he is Haridas Thakur, is Prahlad Maharaj or Dhamma. So we should, all these things, Guru tells all these things, we can gradually know all these things. If he will come in Madhyam Adhikari, then we will have to learn all these things. Without this, we cannot go to Uttam Vaishnava, and we were not qualified for all these things. How to decide, how to know all these things? So we will be qualified one day, because in our heart, our soul is there, and he has Jivar Sarupa hai Nitya Krishna Das. Jiva is Krishna Das. So has some form, some potency in his seed. Everything is there. We cannot add anything. What is there, it will become, be there. If in this seed there is any tree, mango tree, the seed of the mango tree will make only a mango tree, not all other things, not orange tree or anything. Orange seeds will make orange. You know? So everything is done potency in our Atma. By Sadhu Sangha, by Guru, it comes. So everything is in Atma. What is sadhana? What is sadhana? Srila Rupa Goswami has told, and I know that he has also quoted. Sadhana, we are not actually doing sadhana. We are doing sadhanabhas. Sadhanabhas, you know. But we tell that, oh, you are doing so splendid. You are madhyamadhikari. Why we will tell? To give some
encouragement.
Otherwise we will not do. Ek Krishna naam kare, ek Krishna naam, one Krishna naam will give everything. But why we do so many things, so many times? Why Rupa Goswami always, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu always? Why? To have that prem. What prem? To for which Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So everything we have in our Atma. And when we give water, what is water? Harikatha is water. So giving properly, it will come like what we are. As a Sakha, as a Vatsalya Bhav, Ma Yashoda, that is Vatsalya Bhav, or like Gopi. Any one of this we have in our potency in our in Atma, in Jivatma. So when any person will do bhakti, one need to achieve mood of bhav mood, to realize what we are, what is the relation with Krishna. How we are serving Krishna, or we will serve Krishna, then it is really a sadhana. If you are not doing anything, you have not a goal for your all activities, then it is not sadhana. First, we'll have to know what is our sadhya. Sadhya means?
Goal.
Goal of our all sadhana. Then we will decide that what should be our sadhana. If you want money, you will have to want money. Or Ramanuja, or Lakshmi, and they will tell that you should do this. And when you want Braja Prem, then you will have to know and to take the way of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Rupa Goswami. So first we should try to know what is our sadhya, what we want. If you want fruit, then if you will go to market in car shop, you will have not orange, that thing, orange. If you want cloth and you go to market in fruit market, you will have not that garment there. So we should decide what is our sadhya. What we want? We want Krishna. What Krishna? Dwarkadhish. What do you want? Mathuresh Krishna or Ramachandra or Krishna in Vaikuntha? We don't know anything. So we should go to Sadhu Sangha and realize what we want. And then we will decide that what is our sadhana. I think that it has begun 1 hour.
45.
So I want to stop the visit today. And from evening, we will read Chaitanya Chaitamrita, the purpose of Swamiji, and we will explain everything. What should be our goal first? And then how to achieve that goal? This is sadhana. Gaur Premanam. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Manifestations of Krishna. Likewise, Vrinda is Mool Vrinda. She is the master of Vrindavan. And his manifestation is called Tulasi. There is some difference. One thing, by Tattva, but by Tulasi, which is like this tree, is originally is Vrinda Devi, and Vrinda Devi can meet us to Krishna because he is the master of Vrindavan, and all gopis you know Purnima Devi, everyone can, he manages that every soul or every gopi should meet or every Brajavasi should meet to Krishna. But especially Vrinda Devi controls how to meet Krishna and all the gopis. Not for everyone. So we should know that she is Vrinda Devi. And surely he will meet us to Krishna and Srimati Radhika. Because she is the Sakhi of Srimati Radhika. Sakhi, you know?
Yeah.
Like friend.
Friend.
Of Vrinda Devi. And what Vrinda Devi will tell to Srimati Radhika, she is bound to do. Because she is so near and dear to Vrinda Devi. So we should know that she is Vrinda Devi. And she will surely meet us, manage to meet us to Krishna and Radha, and she will take it to
Vrindavan.
Otherwise, if you will worship Tulsi, then she can lead us to Vaikuntha. Namo namo Tulsi Krishna Maya. Tulsi
Krishna Priyasi.
Priyasi, not, there is another. Or Tulsi.
Yes, namore namore Maya namo Narayan.
Namo Narayan. So, we should know all this. Tulsi is married to Narayan. But Vrinda is not married to anyone, even to Krishna. Once Krishna told that, I am the master of Vrindavan. Then Gopi told that, you are telling lie. How you became the master of Vrindavan? He told that, Vrinda is my wife, and so the property of my wife is mine. Then they told that, call Vrinda Devi. Vrinda Devi came, you are married to Krishna? I don't know who is Krishna. I only know Srimati Radhika. This forest was mine. I gave it to Srimati Radhika, not to Krishna. I have no relation with Krishna directly. So, we should know that she is very near and dear, and we should worship that she may give the service of Srimati Radhika and Krishna, the Divine God. Gaur Pramana.
Any books, and he will come and again do. So, for the time, as the time goes, comes, as the necessity of time, he will tell the same thing in new bottles. So new bottles are needed. So, if you are in this planet, you will have done more and more, more and more. So, we cannot say that he was unlimited, that he has done that. I told them that he has done something for our adhikar. But gradually, our adhikar will be go up. And they will need more. So, first he have to do Srimad Bhagavat complete. And I know that he his Prabhupada, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami has explained Srimad Bhagavat first slok, Janma Adasya Jata. In 30 days. And he told that I can explain it for my whole life. And still something will be remained. Then to explain in first slok, 100 books, 1000 books can be written. Yet knowledge is so hard. You know that Srimad Bhagavata and Vedanta Darshan was told by Vyas. But when Shankar came and he arose so many new arguments that Krishna has no say. We are something as Brahma. All are Brahma. So Ramanuj, Madhva, Vishnu Swami, Nimbark has to come to this world. They came by the order of himself Krishna. Also Shankar came by the order of same Prabhu. After that Ramanuj, so many Advaitvadi came. You know, Madhusudan was a very big personality of Advaitvad. The four disciples of Shankar, Padmapad, Suresha Acharya,
Mandan
is Ishwaresha Acharya, and two more. They were chanting knowledge and they gave new arguments for Advaitvad. Shankar told that we are Brahma. All are Brahma. Then Vaishnavas like Ramanuj, Madhvacharya, they told that it is quite wrong. Because we cannot be Brahma. If you are Brahma, then why Agyan came?
Ignorance.
This ignorance is of Jiva or Brahma. Can you tell you the ignorance that we are not seeing Brahma, we are unhappy? So this again, from where it has come? What is this? That all Brahma are now ignorant? Then they told that these were who among the four disciples of Shankar. They will have to make new arguments that no, these Brahm, all the Brahms are mithya,
false.
Nothing Brahma, all false. It is a shadow at the Pratibimba. Pratibimba, you know? Pratibimba is false. Understand?
Reflection.
Pratibimba and a reflection of sun in a mirror or in a water, in a lake or pond or river, anywhere in sea. The sun is there, but actually he is not some false sun. Understand? So everything in this world is false. Only that sun, that is the Brahma, is Brahma Satyam Jagan Mithya Jiva Brahma Imanapara. Nothing else, anything except that Brahma. Brahma is Satyam. And all world is false. Then Madhvacharya gave an argument that everything is false. But you are telling that this is pratibimba. This is
reflection.
There is a reflection and there is a person who is seeing the reflection, or there should be any water or mirror, it should be also real, and the sun also be real. So here, who is seeing the reflection? On what thing the reflection is
reflecting?
Then sun is true, we are seeing is true. Where the reflection is going on, it must be true that Brahma, Jeev, and the sea or the mirror, there are four or five things. So all are true, must be true. Only false reflection should be untrue, but all should be true. Oh, no, this is wrong. Again they argued like this.
Putting another argument.
They are not in one
point.
Going here, there, and Vaishnava are taking them.
Catching
them. That is, you are doing false. You are doing false. If you tell yes, you are false. And if you are telling yes, even you are false. Then they told that there is a sea. You see, there are so many quite
oysters.
Oysters. But no, sheep ko kahte hain. Kya kahte hain sheep ko?
Oysters.
They glitter like silver. Have you seen? Never. You have seen? In India, in Puri, we see so much.
Here also, oyster, yeah.
All the mothers have this to give milk to their child.
Clam.
So, that this Brahma is reflecting on the oysters. And Raju in sheep, Raju in rope, like serpent. There is no serpent, but still in the night, if you go to mountains, serpents are seen, they are true, and they bite also, it is true. So we fear that anywhere serpents should not come. Are serpents in these hills?
Yes.
Then, if a person is going on in darkness and a rope was there and he put his legs on the rope, he at once jumped, oh, serpent. But actually there was no serpent. So, one disciple of Shankara is telling that this is the example of that thing. Actually, no serpent, only the rasa. So we are thinking that he is Brahma, he is Manusha, he is an animal, he is anything. He is Brijanath, he is Pran Kishore, he is so. These are the ladies, and this is gentleman, this is human being, this is animals, this is tree, all that. Actually, nothing. But here Jiva Goswami tells that, gives argument. The rope is also true. And the serpent is also true. Who is seeing is also true. But thing is that the rope is not serpent. Understand?
This has been not told about Brahma and Jeev. It has been told about our body, and we are thinking that body is myself. Example is here in Vedas. But they use in the Jeev and Brahma. So we see that Brahma is true. Jeev is also true. And also Shakti is also true. Shakti, you know? Potency. Potency. Power. So this potency, the Shakti has two shapes. One is called Yogamaya in Golok Vrindavan. And other
Mahamaya.
By the help of Yogamaya, we can serve Sri Radha Krishna conjugal. And when we are caught in illusory maya, that is in Mahamaya, then we think this body is myself. He is my, she is my wife. She is my daughter. She is my son. This is illusory. This is false. But he is the servant of Krishna. I also is servant of Krishna. All are servant of Krishna. Whole world. All the trees, serpents, everything is the servant of Krishna. It is true. So we are true, Krishna is true, and his Shakti, power, Yogamaya, the root is Srimati Radhika, Radhika is. You have heard the name of Achint Bheda Bhedabad? Have you heard? To whom Achint Bheda Bhedabad? Between Atam Tharuna, Laplaparaha. You know? No use at all. Let it be the prakritic.
Natural.
Don't preach. The difference and non-difference, duality and oneness, between whom? There are two things. Shakti and Shaktiman. Shakti has manifested in two, Jeev and this Prakriti, what we see. So everything has come from his power. His power in root is Srimati Radhika. No? Shakti. So Shakti, Shakti Mato Rabhedaha. It has told into. No bhed, no duality. Both are one. But on the same time, they have some difference. Like fire and his
heat.
They are one or they are two? What they are?
They are two and one.
How?
Because it is the energy has the same quality, but quantity is different.
How?
What is the source?
How you can? They are one?
Wherever there is fire, heat must be there.
And duality? Fire is there, but heat is coming here. So fire is not coming here. Understand? Fire is there. Sun is there, but his heat is coming here. If it is not different, then sun is not coming. So it should come with sun, but no. If it comes sun there, his heat is coming. But both are one. But same time as a difference. Understand? We can preserve this heat. How? By mantra, by anything? we can heat. That heat will not come, only light will come. So, it is also one hour, at the same time it can be too. That is. But if we are feeling heat, then it must be told that there is some difference. We can see only difference, not when it is in one. Understand this? What I told? If Krishna and His Shakti attribute are one, then we cannot feel like this. So His attribute Shakti has come like Srimati Radhika, Yog Maya, Mahamaya, and from Shakti everything has come. Krishna has not become everything. This is wrong theory. No? Krishna has not become all things, jivas and trees and all other swatis. But His Shakti, power, has turned into lakhs and lakhs of jivas. Lakhs of lakh backbones. Lakhs of lakh whole worlds. Everything has come out. But Krishna is what He was, He is. No vikriti.
Vikriti? No part of our
transformation.
Transformation. But His Shakti, attribute, has come in so many shapes. So when He is seen different, then it is different. And when in Krishna, no difference. So sometimes Krishna Shakti creates all these things and sometimes takes everything and goes in the body of Krishna. Nothing is seen. At that time, He is seen like Advaita. But actually, at that time also, He has so many lakhs and lakhs kinds of powers and Shakti. We cannot imagine. So, it is achintya. Achintya means?
Inconceivable.
But how we know, how we come to know? If it is not like so, how we know? So this meaning is correct, not correct. What is correct? We can know it by Gurudev, disciplic orders and the books accepted by that. And we can know in Sadhu Sangha all these things. Anyone cannot know by their knowledge. So it is called achintya. Everything is achintya. Yeah. You know poison? Any fruit poison so much that we will die? Kya hai? Hum logo kya hai? Dhatura. We have dhatura. It is given to Lord Shankar.
Yes, there are a lot of flowers.
If we will take it, we will be mad or die. You know that?
Kaner khulta phal dikhe.
Why mango is so sweet? Can you tell? Why he is so sweet? How cows, why cows give milk? How ox cannot give milk? Why? A man cannot give child, but woman can give child. Why? Why? The women will have a group and they will tell that we will not give any child. Now,
male
should give child. So many things are changing. So we will not give child. They will have to give child and to nourish with their own
breast.
Can they do? Why? Why? Everything wise. You can
everything's inconceivable.
This is it is called
Achintya.
Why fire burns anyone? Why? Is there any reason? Must be reason, but we cannot. Krishna can.
So everything.
So Krishna Shakti and the all the coming things are like this. Achintya Shakti. Anywhere Swamiji has written, explained like so?
Yes.
Surely he has. But you are thinking that you have never heard or read like this. Have you heard? That how I am explaining? That no. So he has explained. But anyone should be to explain his books, then he can.
More detail.
Detail.
Little more example, little more detail.
Yes. So disciple does. Now what?
As far as I understand what you're saying, you're showing the development of philosophy.
Yes.
Through the ages. And
yes.
How the Vaishnavas have reacted on the development of philosophy.
Yes.
According to the
time that place. That is my making.
So therefore, what you're saying is that according to the consciousness of the people at the time, it has to be explained in a way that they can deal with it. So similarly, you have explained like Prabhupada, but also unique.
These are new things, but these are not new things.
Exactly.
But someone crowd, chilla rahe hain.
Cried out. Shouted.
Shouting.
Not
that, new thing. See, that he is going.
This is the family of West as well.
Yes.
That's
not a family.
It's
family.
Same family.
But is it glitters like?
Yeah, it glitters like. You
just found it.
You are listening?
Yes, conquering.
I live here in this little area, so I know all these people who are shouting out.
Not here.
Sometimes.
I'm telling that in world, this is the. ये सबकी यही स्थिति है.
Condition of everyone.
Everyone. When he will see, he will hear something new, and oh, it is quite new. But he does not know that everything written in all our Vedas, Upanishads, Srimad Bhagavat, Gita, and our Gurudev or
disciplic success,
they have all written.
In the different expression mood is different, new style.
And according to time, they have to come. One thing you should know that you have so much honor for your Gurudev. Everyone should have. Everyone. They have honor to their Gurudev. So I think that you will have a special regard for Swami. But you know that how he used to honor his Gurudev? Have you some idea?
In his heart.
In heart and speaking, glorifying. But you cannot think. You can think how you love your Gurudev, but how he used to love his Gurudev and honor Gurudev, you cannot imagine why your knowledge is so great. And his knowledge was
so great.
So he loved his Gurudev according to his knowledge and his honor. His honor, his bhakti was so advanced, our is so. So we cannot imagine how he has honor for his Gurudev, how he used to love his Gurudev. You know that he came to this world, in this Western countries, only to fulfill his Gurudev desire. And he left this world. Why? His Gurudev wanted that company. He went to India. So we cannot honor our Gurudev being a Madhyam Adhikari or Kanishta Adhikari like him. Understand thing? I'm true or not?
Yes.
So we cannot have affection, love for our Gurudev as he, because his knowledge, his love was pure. So he cannot like this. How he will be pleased if anyone can glorify a little to his Gurudev, and hearing this we will jump up. Can you imagine this? Anyone is glorifying Swamiji, and some his disciples are glorifying his Gurudev, then he will be more happy or glad. Can you say? We will be happy if anyone is praising myself, yourself. Understand? If anyone glorifies you, then you will be so. But he was not in this Maya. So if anyone glorifies his Gurudev, then his heart will be so jumping and beating. Understand? If anyone is glorifying Krishna, and if anyone is glorifying Srimati Radhika, when Krishna will be so much glad, happy, when? And you know Radhika, if anyone is glorifying Radhika, and another is glorifying Krishna, 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 hey, and one is telling Radhe, 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 hearing this, if anyone telling Krishna, 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 then Radhika will be more happy. And if Krishna will hear glorifying of Srimati Radhika, then Krishna is this world. But in this world, opposite to this, if I am glorifying Narayan Maharaj is more than Bhagavan, and I will be like this. If I say that, oh, she is most beautiful in the whole world, none is rival to her, then, oh, I am beautiful more than Radhika also. No? This is the nature of this world. We are now conditioned soul, you know. Madhyam Adhikari is also conditioned, but he is superior than Kanishta. Uttam Adhikari is also something in Maya, but not affected by Maya. But he is like this world. Narad is out of Maya, but Sukhdeva Goswami is in Maya. He is still, but not affected by this Maya. No rule, regulation will be applied to of Maya and Sukhdeva. But still he will have to give up this body and to go there. No? So, Swamiji will be very much pleased if we are also giving so much honor to his Gurudev, because he was not conditioned soul. Understand this fact? But if you want to please Srila Prabhupada, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami, you will have to praise also his Gurudev. Who was he? And if you want to praise Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj, you will have to praise, glorify, and mool root who is Krishna is Jagat Guru. So if we all
glorify
Krishna, then all will be blessed.
Gaur Pramanande.
So in chain you cannot take anyone, you cannot miss anyone. If you are missing, then you are cutting the line. And your prayer will not go to Krishna. What?
Maharaj, Prabhupada once told a story that if you give someone ghee with sandals and they eat it one time, forever and ever, whenever they see ghee, they won't want to eat it because they'll think sand is coming in the ghee. So sometimes I think some devotees have had people come to them, like you said this morning, presenting like guru, and they have the sand in the ear. So they have been disappointed, and now they react by, they go to take the ear, but they say the ear is Prabhupada, and they're sticking rigidly like this, and they're afraid, I think, to take Sangha broader,
yes,
and understanding that this will help them in deepening their taste for Prabhupada. So it's kind of,
yes,
delicate with some devotees.
You know also that Swamiji has everywhere written from Krishna up to Prabhupada, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati, all the names are there. We have never overlooked any one of them. Krishna, Brahma, Narad, Vyas, Su, Madhva, his disciplic orders, Madhvendra Puripad, Ishwar Puripad, Mahaprabhu, Advaitachar, Nityananda Prabhu, Sarup Damodar, Raya Ramananda, Rupa Goswami, Sanatan, Jiva Goswami, Raghunath, Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami, Narottam Thakur, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, Baladeva Vidyabhushan, Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj, Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Srila Prabhupada, and then he is never overlooked all these things. So we must obey and respect all these gurus also. If you are telling that my Guru Dev was one Jagat Guru and he is only the person, then the chain may cut off. Don't try to cut the chain. Some persons like to do, but they are not so intelligent. So we should try to learn all these things. It seems that Narayan Maharaj is telling something new. We shouldn't take, but you will have to take. Today you can take, after death, after again coming, you will have to take and be in the line. Because without a step, we cannot go up. Today we climbed the hill in a road, gradually going up, 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 up.
Shankar.
And at last we went to Radha Krishna. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Maharaj, anyone who listens to what you say will respond by saying yes. They will agree. Everybody I know says yes. But then when we say everything is not in Prabhupada's books, or is
I have not told like say they are
in sutra form there.
Yes.
Yes. But they'll say okay. Agree. But they'll ask, why always saying this? Why always making that point?
Because for other persons, that everything, you should follow your Gurudev very honorably. Have you faith that everything he has written, he was so learned person, he has so endless knowledge, he has it. we cannot understand, so at least explanation is needed. That we can do.
Why
that this, he told me